Ben's original suggestion had called for him and Gisela to draw the ambushers off, but their fathers had believed the Sith would be more likely to fall for the ploy if they knew where both Masters and Jaina were.
"But it will work," Ben said. "You can count on it."
No sooner had he spoken than the muffled crack of force lightning sounded from the computer core. Gisela used the thumb ball to resume control of the spy droid, then reoriented it until they could see the Sith ambushers. All 20 appeared to be racing down the corridor behind a rolling storm of blaster fire and force lightning. There was no sign of either Ben's father or her own, but Jaina's small form could be glimpsed up near the ceiling, force tumbling through the air as she batted colored bolts back into the pursuing mob. Gisela rotated the spy droid back toward the computer core. On her display screen appeared a smoky, blast-pocked corridor showing stretches of exposed conduit and ductwork. 6 bodies, all Sith, lay scattered along the passage. The heavy door that guarded the decontamination chamber stood sealed but unguarded, the control panel keypad casting a faint green glow into the battle haze.
"Too easy," Gisela said. "Even your plans aren't that good, Jedi Skywalker."
"Another trap," Ben agreed.
"No sentries, and there's lots of bodies for 3 people to leave behind while running in the other direction."
"That wasn't just anyone running in the other direction," Valen reminded him. "It was the Sword of the Jedi and 2 Council Masters."
"All the same."
Ben reached over Gisela's shoulder to tap the screen.
"Run the droid past and see which ones are faking."
Gisela elevated the droid's auditory sensors to maximum and did as Ben suggested. They heard a lot of crackling and hissing from broken conduits and breached ductwork, but nothing that sounded remotely like a heartbeat. Not even a weak one. She stopped the droid a few meters from the computer core.
"We're just going to have to accept it," Valen said. "Our dads are awesome in a fight."
"Jaina too," Gisela added. "But let's play it safe. I'll scout ahead."
Before Ben or her brother could object, Gisela hit the door control and stepped out into the corridor. 20 seconds later, she entered the smoke-filled passage that led to the computer core. She paused at the intersection, then slowly extended her force awareness toward the door and sensed nothing, not even a tenuous sign of life. And that was when she heard the soft whir of droid wheels approaching behind her. Gisela glanced back and found Rowdy following a few meters behind. Whether the little droid had misinterpreted an instruction or slipped away from Ben and Valen on its own was impossible to say, but there was no question of sending him back. They didn't have time, and even issuing the instruction would draw more attention to them than she cared for. Motioning Rowdy to wait behind her, Gisela pulled her blaster pistol and advanced up the corridor to the first body. A Sith male with a blaster hole still smoking in his forehead. He was obviously no threat. She put 2 more bolts into the corpse, hoping to encourage anyone playing dead to reveal themselves now.